This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about the best way to bring comfort to another. Recently we talked about Job and how he was a man of great character and wealth who was tested by Satan. God told Satan that he could take everything away from Job, but he couldn't take his life. One day, Job's three friends came to comfort him. When they visited him, they were shocked at his terrible condition. The scriptures say they sat with him for 7 days and seven nights in total silence. Then the first friend, likely with the best intentions, started to speak. His idea of comforting Job was to give him an explanation as to why he was suffering. He told Job that he was suffering because he had sinned and that he needed to go to God to ask for forgiveness. The second friend also spoke up and told him that he was in that situation because he had not admitted his sins. And then the third friend said that God was using Job's suffering to mold him and to train him. And while there might be a hint of truth to what Job's friends said, their ideas were based on the wrong assumptions. Sometimes when we want to comfort another person, we give them explanations about their lives. But we don't know what is really going on. Only God knows. And it is in these times that we just need to bring comfort in the form of a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, a good laugh, and a good prayer. So here are some comforting words to share with a person who is in need. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Booster Blessings and subscribe to the Booster Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, bring comfort the right way.